Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Sefer Malachi, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, to their safety and success, to the swift return of all the hostages, and to the healing of all those wounded in this war in Gaza. Welcome to the final Sefer, the final book of Nevuah, the book of Malachi. And we all want to know, who is Malachi? Masa Devar Hashem El Yisrael B'Yad Malachi. Who is he? Here the commentaries grapple. There is a Talmudic tradition that Malachi is Ezra. Ezra is Malachi. Why would we say that? We would say that Malachi isn't really a proper name. It means Biyad Malachi, in the hands of my angel. And maybe it's reinforced by the in Perek Gimel in chapter 3, Hineni Sholech Malachi, I'm sending my angel, Upina Derech Lefanai, he will pave the way before me. And this idea that there is a Malach, God is going to be sending an angel. So his name isn't Malachi, but rather they say Malachi is Ezra. Both the Radak and the Ibn Ezra reject this approach. And they say, no, Malachi is really his name. But of course, the question is, why would I identify Malachi and Ezra as the same person? So maybe we have to say a couple of things about this period, the period of Ezra. Many people think that Ezra rebuilt the Second Temple, but that's actually not true. Ezra arrives in Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes of Artaxasta. And if we're correct, then that would be around the year 457 BCE. The temple has already been standing something like 60 years. So you've got the temple in place, but what's the state of the nation? Well, number one, the people are, there's rampant intermarriage. Number two, the temple is being neglected by the Kohanim themselves. They're not looking after the temple. Number three, Jerusalem is still in ruins. The city walls haven't been built. Number four, the people aren't keeping Shabbat. We have records of, you know, market day on Shabbat. And it seems like there's a very weak sense of Jewish identity. Jews can't quite distinguish between themselves and the Samaritans. And Ezra comes to deal with all of this. Eventually, it will be Ezra together with Nehemiah who managed to really put the system in order. But here's where we come to the book that we're dealing with, because Malachi is going to deal with all the same issues that Ezra has to deal with. And in fact, what we want to say about Malachi is a polemical book. The prophet is going to level certain accusations at the people, and the people aren't going to take it. They're going to continually, on every single point, argue back. First of all, let's maybe mention what are the issues that are dealt with in this book. The first one is the notion of the chosen people. The second one will be the question of the Kohanim, the Kohanim being derelict in the way that they're looking after the temple and that they are not acting ethically. Then we're going to have the question of intermarriage. And then in the last chapter, we're going to have the question of reward and punishment and why are things so bad? Why, you know, God even says to the people, you know, test me and see. And there's a great sense of disgruntlement on the part of the people throughout this book. Let's begin taking a look at the Sefer from the beginning. Masa Devar Hashem El Yisrael B'Yad Malachi. So there's a proclamation to Israel in the hands of Malachi, and God says, Ahavti Etchem, Amar Hashem. God says, I love you, to the Jewish people. And they say, Bama Ahavtanu. Do you really love us? And how is God going to prove that he loves them? Well, he's going to do that by comparison. Hello, Ach Esav Yaakov no Hashem Vohevet Yaakov. You, Yaakov, the Jewish people, and Esav are brothers, and I love Yaakov. And how do I prove this? Ve'Esav Saneti, I hate Esav. Vasim et harav shmamav et nachlato letanot midbar. The kingdom of Israel was exiled in something like 586 BCE, and about 30 years later, Edom was exiled. But whereas Israel have come back, Edom never regained their territory. They never re-established their kingdom. So he's saying, look, you're back here, but I have made the hills of Esav into desolation, ve'nachlatot letanot midbar, and his land is just there for the jackals. And if Edom will say, Rushashnu v'nashuv v'nivneh, we've become desolate, but we will rebuild. Ko amar Hashem sa'ot, hema yivnu v'ani heros. If they rebuild, I will destroy. V'karu lahem gvul risha. They are an evil kingdom. But you, v'einichem tirena, your eyes will see, v'atem tomru yigdal Hashem me'al ligvul Yisrael. So in other words, the perpetuation of the Jewish people, the return to Jerusalem, is a sign of God's love, as opposed to other kingdoms who suffered ruin and extinction. So that's topic number one. Topic number two. Ben yichabed av ve'eved adonav. Usually a child honors their father. A slave honors their master. V'im av ani ayei kvodi. If I am your father, so where is my honor? V'im adonim ani ayei mora'i. And if I am your master, where is my reverence, Amar Hashem, Sovakot Lachem, Kakoanim, Bozei Shemi. So he's talking to the priests who disgrace his name. And he says, I don't understand. I could be Avinu, I could be Malkeinu, so to speak. I could be your father, I could be your master, but you're not acting to me with either of those. You don't act to me with fear, you don't act to me with reverence, you don't act to me with respect. In fact, you are shaming my name. The priests turn around and say, "Bameh bazinu et shemecha? How have we shamed your name?" And he says, "Okay, because you make the table of the Lord, the mizbeach Hashem, mugo'al. You make the altar of God dirty." And they say, "Bama geel nucha? How have we made it dirty?" The prophet is complaining about is that what the animals that they're bringing in the temple are second grade, third grade animals. These are all the animals who are lame, animals who are defected. He says, if you gave those animals for your taxes to the Persian governor, they would be rejected immediately. So why are you bringing your cast-offs to the temple? And from this, from what the prophet is saying, we see that indeed this is what's happening. People are, you know, keeping the nice animals for their herds. They're paying their taxes with nice animals. But the temple is the place where you can bring the seconds and the thirds, the cast-offs. In other words, the Kohanim are allowing a very, very, they're not looking after the standards. There is a law in the Torah of mumin. If an animal is blemished, you can't bring it. And clearly, these laws are being completely abrogated by the priests. And he says, you know, just bring that to the governor. He won't accept it. He won't show you favor. And he complains and says, I prefer that you lock the doors of the temple. I prefer you don't kindle fire on my altar to no purpose. He says, go look around the world from when the sun rises to where it sets. My name is honored among the nations. Everywhere incense and nesachim and wine offerings are made to me. My name is honored amongst the nations, but you profane it when you say the table of the Lord is defiled and the meat and the food can be treated with scorn. So, And you bring the stolen, the lame, the sick. Will I accept it from you, said the Lord? So what we see is that the Kohanim are being accused. Initially, they reject the accusation. They say, "Bameh bazinu et shemecha, bameh ge'alnucha." But Malachi has an answer for them. Now, here we are at the end of chapter 1, and we're going to continue with the priests into chapter 2. So let's leave it here for today. And we'll continue with the priests and talk about what is the correct model of a teacher of Hashem, what is the correct model of a priest. But I hope we've given you a little taste already of Sefer Malachi.